This is the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGVU for Monday, March 9, 2026. Today, country music singer James Dupre. Alpha Grand Rapids presents a comedy night. The Downtown Pathways Project in Grand Rapids. The committee to honor Cesar A. Chavez celebrates its 26th year. And an A250 trivia night. All ahead on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGVU.
Well, he's a rising country star. James Dupre on the line. A tour stop he will be making at the Frauenthal Center for the Performing Arts come March 12th. That's right around the corner. Okay, Country Music Hall of Famer Randy Travis on stage to boot. I look forward to this conversation. James, one day you'll lose that word rising and you will be that star. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Be careful what you wish for. What do you miss most about Louisiana? Or are you still there?
Actually, I'm here. Yeah, I lived in Tennessee for 10 years. And during COVID, my wife and I decided, we're both from Louisiana, so we decided it was time to move back. And so we're back home.
It's wonderful. And of course, named one of Rolling Stone magazine's country artists you need to know, spending sharing your smooth baritone voice with your fans, social media, venues, and now, of course, here in West Michigan. Were you a one-time aspiring meteorologist turned paramedic?
I was, yes. Way before music.
Yes, yes. Well, let's cut to present day, because that is where we are. What is your style? What do you share when it comes to your talents with us, James?
I grew up listening to great vocalists, you know, including Randy Travis, Vince Gill, you know, voices like that. And I think my favorite thing, or what I was drawn to that, was it was just the emotion that they were able to make you feel just by using their voice, and I think that's what I try to do, you know, as well. I hopefully I have that effect on people.
Well, again, featured on CBS Sunday Morning as the first ever vocal bed on the commercially released track Where That Came From and more. Did you just release a new studio album?
I did. It's called It's All Happening. It came out last summer in August, and I'm so excited about it. It was produced by Kyle Lenning and Jerry Douglas. Kyle Lenning, of course, also produced all of Randy Travis's stuff.
Let's talk about your partnership with Randy Travis. And I understand, as they say, you were handpicked for this tour.
Yeah, you know, me and Randy met on the set of a movie back in 2012. I was already working with, like I said, Kyle Lenning at the time, but I hadn't met Randy yet. But we met on this. It was an independent film that we shot down in Texas, and you know, it was my first time on a movie set. Randy, of course, was a seasoned actor, and he kind of showed me the ropes. And it was just a really surreal kind of thing, because, you know, like I said, I grew up listening to him and just really admiring him. So it was an amazing time, and we hit it off really, really quickly. And unfortunately, a few months after that is whenever he had his stroke. Mm-hmm. And we kept in touch, you know, through the years after that. And 6 years later in 2019 is, you know, I got a call from Mary, his wife, and Randy. And they were just trying to figure out how to bring Randy's music back out on the road. You know, Randy hadn't been on the road in a while, and he missed it. And so they asked if I wanted to go on the road with him and present his music. And, you know, mm-hmm. it was a huge honor to be asked that.
So here we are in 2026, where you have said yes to this More Life tour. Is that correct? Is that what's happening in your life?
That's it. Yep.
And the gracing our Frauenthal Center, which you will, if you haven't seen, you will be certainly enthralled by. So on March 12th, what will we see?
I think the best way to describe the show is a live documentary about Randy Travis. Obviously there's his, you know, his big country number one hits. We do all of them. I think they're, I'm pretty sure we do all the number ones and maybe a few top fives as well. But there's also a lot of video involved in the show, clips from his movies and interviews, and just kind of intertwined throughout the songs. And so it sort of gives you an idea, a little insight into, of course, his music, but also who he was. And it's a celebration of just, you know, country music's one of country music's biggest icons.
Yes. And do you have a favorite song that you will be performing?
It's hard to choose, but, you know, Look Heart, No Hands has always been one of my favorites. Of course, I Told You So. Let's see. Well, on the other hand, you know, I could go on.
Better said, buy your ticket for sure. How long does the tour last?
So we're booked right now through the spring, through May, but there may be some fall dates as well. We had a pretty good full year last year, spring and fall last year, and it was just so much fun and a lot of success. So it was. So we're looking forward to something similar this year.
When do you know that most likely you won't be introduced as a rising country star? What's the dream, James Dupre?
You know, I don't know. I've been doing this so long now. I stopped trying to figure it out and just kind of just keep doing what I'm doing. And if it happens, it happens. But I'm just so thankful that I get to do this for a living, you know. And, you know, hopefully one day people will know me for my music as well. So that's the dream.
Nice. March 12th, I'll give all the information about the Frohenthal Center for the Performing Arts, where we will see you on stage and, of course, the tribute to the life of Randy Travis. Tell me, James, how to find out more about you.
You can go to my website at jamesdupre.com. You can follow me on every social media platform, I think. I think I have them all covered. And also, you can stream my music wherever you stream.
That's the world in which we live. Who knows what the next world is like? Thanks for this conversation, James Dupre. See you on March 12th.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Alpha Grand Rapids last year served over 1,200 families in the Grand Rapids community, providing completely free essentials like diapers, baby clothing, along with programs and more. Let's get into this, and let's talk about the, well, comedy fundraiser. Only get the best. President Colleen Geister on the line. Good morning to you, Colleen. Appreciate your leadership.
Good morning, Sally. It's great to be with you.
That you are here as well. We always start strong with some, obviously, 101s of what your organization is all about. How would you describe the good work of Alpha Grand Rapids?
Yeah, thank you, Shelley. You know, all of us have had moments of unplanned, and when we talk about an unplanned moment in our past, it's often not a positive moment, but something that can turn positive. And so at Alpha Grand Rapids, we help people in unplanned pregnancy. And a lot of times, people are not only just expecting a baby, but they have other obstacles they're navigating as well. And so we provide holistic services to both moms and dads affected by unplanned pregnancy.
And Colleen Geisel, were you at once Alpha Women's Center, Alpha Men's Center, and now combined?
Well, that's exactly right. Actually, we started in 1985 as Alpha Women's Center. We served 71 women that year, and so now we've grown extensively. And about 5 years ago, we started saying, why are we not doing more for the dads in our community as well? And so Alpha Women's Center launched Alpha Men's Center, serving dads in the community, and so we rebranded as Alpha Grand Rapids.
Thank you for, again, helping those in our community. You have an Alpha Grand Rapids annual comedy night fundraiser on the 21st. Tell me about it.
We do. You know, just to share a brief story, we had a dad come through the doors about 3 years ago now. His name's JJ, and JJ and Marion were expecting a child. But he had overcome a lot of obstacles, mainly addiction, alcohol addiction, and incarceration. And Marion said, you know, I really want you to be a good dad to our baby. Can you go and get some help? And so he did. And over the course of 3 years, he was able to attend a fatherhood support group. He was able to get a coach to walk alongside of him. He attended every program that we had. And so exciting to see that after 3 years, him and Marion just 2 weeks ago were able to get married and are just enjoying life together and this little guy that they brought into the world. And so that's why we have a fundraiser in order to help the JJs of this world and Marion's and support them and say, we believe in you. And when life gets complicated and tough, a community that wants to pull alongside of you. And so, yeah, that's why we do fundraisers.
And you know the importance of sharing stories. All right, this is a big deal. You will be Saturday, March 21st at GLC Live at 20 Monroe. Tell me about your comedy.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be so fun. Sean Reynolds is going to be in town, and he is a nationwide name and just as funny as all get out. We'd love to come together. You know, March in Michigan can be all over the place, and we're somehow made it through winter almost. We're hoping for spring. But it's a great night to get together and to laugh together. It's clean comedy, so you can bring your kids, your older kids at least, and teenagers with you and feel good about it and just celebrate an evening and support a great cause.
And I'll go back to a kind of a repetitive question. Why is it important to fundraise?
You know, all of us have been in our moments of unplanned. And when we are, we don't need someone judgmental to say you should have, could have, would have done something different. What we all have needed in the past is someone to say, I got you. We're going to get through this together. And so that's what Alpha Grand Rapids does. We put our arms around people in the community in a difficult space and say, we got you. And so, you know, as a community, when we can stand around other people in our community that are struggling, especially if they have young children in the home and they're just struggling to even put food on the table or to provide housing and those types of things, Alpha does all of that. And so, you know, I like to say that when we have values and ethics in our homes and our families, we should put our money where our mouth is, and we should make sure that we're supporting those in unplanned pregnancy. And so that's why fundraising is so important.
And you did serve many a soul last year, it seems.
We did. We're on average serving over 1,200 families a year, like almost 8,000 client visits a year. Moms and dads come into the door, and they get a variety of ways that they're served. They can have a medical appointment, which includes pregnancy tests, ultrasound, STD testing. They can also get a coach or a mentor. They can join a single moms group or other kinds of different support groups, or they can get education if they didn't finish their GED because of an unplanned pregnancy, or they didn't, they need ESL or a parenting class or pregnancy education. We provide all of it, as well as a lot of diapers, formula, wipes, baby clothes, all of those things to our community. And so this fundraiser is, it's really important to get the word out and to get people there so that we can rally around a great cause.
Details one more time on how to get a ticket.
Yeah, go to alphagrandrapids.org. That's our website. And on the events page, you can find links to our tickets. You can also find it on all our social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram and find a link there.
Thank you, President Colleen Geisel, on behalf of Alpha Grand Rapids. This fundraiser, Saturday, March 21st, GLC Live at 20 Monroe. Clean comedy. Don't want to miss it. Thanks, Colleen. New steps in an effort to end chronic and unsheltered homelessness have been announced thanks to the Grand Rapids Chamber Foundation and many partners involved. This Downtown Pathways project to elevate collaborative events important to you. I know Thelma Ensink, president, director, CEO, and more of our Degage Ministry. It's always a pleasure, Thelma. Glad you're here.
Thanks so much for having me, Shelley.
Did you bring cookies?
I did, from the Open Door Bakery.
Yes, have to get back there, a roving microphone in need, and we may touch on why cookies are important. How are things at Degage? We are still talking snow in the forecast.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, we're tired at Degage Ministries and all of our partners in homelessness response. It's been a tough winter, and so when we start to see sunshine and a spring thaw, we're feeling a lot of hope. You know, we are serving people for whom winter can be a real life and death issue. So we're excited that spring's in the air.
Yes. And for one who's not heard of Degage, what are you all about? What's your mission?
So Degage Ministries is a homelessness response provider here in Grand Rapids, the only emergency shelter for women. But we also have a housing project for people with complex needs and a case management program for somebody who was chronically homeless but now housed.
Thank you. Partners have come together to provide a community update on the sunset of the 100 and 100 campaign. You are my spokesperson, Thelma. What's been happening?
Well, we're so excited about the success that we saw in the 100 and 100 campaign. We have now housed 207 individuals who experience chronic homelessness, but we don't want to stop there. And so this Downtown Pathways project is really an expansion upon 100 and 100 with four main goals. And what we want to do is have a vibrant downtown Grand Rapids for all. So housing our unhoused neighbors, but also making sure that it's safe and clean for businesses and visitors downtown. We want to have a robust homelessness response system, which is not only shelter providers, but also housing. We want to equip our businesses with, here's a number to call, or here's how to help somebody when you encounter somebody experiencing homelessness. And we want to communicate transparently to our community. Here's where we're making progress. Here's where we're getting stuck. Because homelessness isn't a degage or a Chamber of Commerce issue. It's a Grand Rapids community issue.
Yes, and of course, one of the key partners, Grand Rapids Chamber Foundation, on this. So you, one of the partners, other institutions in our area also involved?
Yeah, we're so grateful that the Chamber of Commerce Foundation is helping to bring partners together. But it's homelessness response providers across, you know, all of the population. So not just Degage, but Mel Trotter Ministries, AYA, Family Promise. We have Catherine's Health Center as a central partner in this as well. Flywheel Momentum, Grand Rapids Housing Commission, and so many more that I, you know, can't name in this broadcast. But, you know, it's just coming together, public and private partnerships to solve this issue together.
Yes, taking a bit of this more apart. One of the goals will be a smart homeless response system. What's this?
So right now, you know, we've got Degage Ministries, we've got Mel Trotter, we've got AYA, Family Promise, all working to solve homelessness for subpopulations. But what we want to do is come together and say, are our buildings in the right place? Are we sharing all of the best practices across our response providers, and do we have the right kind of housing resources? So each of us right now are looking at our subpopulations and saying, what kind of housing resources do they need? Do they need complex care housing, permanent supportive housing, a housing choice voucher? What might be the right resource? And how do we make sure we have enough resources in Grand Rapids so that everyone can find a place to call home?
And you mentioned, Thelma, businesses involved. This deemed a public-private philanthropic partnership. So making sure businesses are involved.
Yeah, you know, we're so grateful in Grand Rapids to have over 3,000 members in our Chamber of Commerce, you know, businesses who care about Grand Rapids, who want to call Grand Rapids home. I think sometimes as homelessness response providers, you know, we've kind of been at odds with businesses. Businesses would call and complain about maybe somebody sleeping in their doorway or leaving litter. And homelessness response providers were just focused on serving clients. And I think in this conversation, we're trying to come together for win-win solutions, because homelessness response providers want a safe and vibrant community, are on housed neighbors want to feel safe in their community, and businesses want to feel like customers want to show up and it's a clean and it's a vibrant place for them to walk in. And so we're really working together between businesses and response providers to see how we can create win-win solutions.
And Thelma, it looks like radical transparency is involved. There'll be some monthly progress reporting here.
Yeah, it's really important that we communicate both what's going well and what's not. You know, during 100 and 100, we frequently talked about building the plane while we're flying it, which means sometimes you feel like the wing's not in the right place and landing gear is not coming down. And those are the kinds of things that we face in homelessness response sometimes. Sometimes, you know, the referrals aren't coming through in a timely manner. Sometimes we don't have enough units available or vouchers available. Sometimes we're noticing, you know, increase in maybe crime or issues on the streets. And so being honest about what are those problems and how can we come together to find solutions.
Thelma Ensink with us. Again, Degage Ministry strong under her leadership, along with this Downtown Pathways project to elevate collaborative efforts. Is this an ongoing next step, as they say?
Yeah, so we just launched in our webinar on March 3, and what we're doing now is we have one-year goals, which I just listed, and now we have what we call quarterly rocks. So every quarter, we've got to make some strides, some steps towards those yearly goals, and we're going to keep going until we end chronic homelessness. Our goal is to end chronic homelessness by the end of this year.
Yes. You are calling the community to take action. Thelma, not only immediate neighbors, but all of us. Are you asking for donations to the Flexible Financial Assistance Fund?
We are. Those flexible donation dollars are very few dollars we spend per person on deposit, first month rent, or lease guarantees that helps individuals find homes that wouldn't otherwise have access. So going to the Chamber of Commerce website, going to their Chamber Foundation, and donating there to the flexible funding can help our neighbors find a place to call home.
So we know GrandRapids.org will get you started there. And yes, why is it called Downtown Pathways? Because you are creating the work to create clear pathways to what? Housing stability, individual wellness, economic vibrancy, Thelma.
That's right. It's so important that we focus on all of those aspects. And I think historically, sometimes we've just been, you know, hyper-focused on homelessness response, but it's really about creating economic growth and vibrancy for all of Grand Rapids residents.
Great. All right, to action item one more time to meet your ultimate goal, Thelma.
We'd love for everybody to follow us both on the pathwaysgr.org website, on the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce website as well. Follow us on social media. We'll be sending out some newsletters, and we'd love for people to donate towards this cause.
How can others get your cookies?
Come down to the Open Door Bakery, 144 South Division, or our Open Door Bakery website. We'd love for you to enjoy these cookies, and you will be employing, enjoying, and empowering women.
Wonderful. Thelma, again, thank you for your leadership with Degage Ministries, this Downtown Pathway Project, and more. Take care.
Thanks so much, Shelley.
The committee to honor Cesar E. Chavez celebrates its 26th anniversary, a social justice event, and more this week. I only get the best. I say that often, but I think I mean it now. Honorable Lupe Ramos Montigny on the line. Good morning, Lupe.
Good morning, Shelley. Beautiful day today.
It is. Let's get out and enjoy it because the S word is in the forecast for later on. Lupe, I'm so glad that you are here. Again, the Honorable Lupe Ramos Montigny, you are here once again. We've probably been doing this conversation for at least almost 25 years. Tell us a little bit about what's happening this week.
Well, remembering Cesar Chavez reminds us that our social change can happen through peace, through courage, through unity. And he stood for dignity and justice for working families, and his message still inspires all of us. And by reflecting on his life, we remind our community that every voice, every story matters, and that together we can build a more compassionate society. In this time of turbulent activity all over the world, we need to come together in some way and reflect that unity will bring compassion into our lives, and remind the students that will be with us that their story matters no matter where they come from.
Thank you. Lupe, your event is this Thursday. Your theme is Our Stories, Our Strength. Everyone has a story. Every story matters. I like. Tell me about the meeting time at 11 o'clock and what is in plan.
All right. Well, our social justice activities take place Thursday, like you said, March the 12th. And we gather at the beginning, we gather at the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan, which is at the corner of Cesar E. Chavez Avenue and Hall Street. And we march together from the center to the church, Lee Street Christian Reformed Church, and we're going to be walking through Grand Rapids into Wyoming and then meet up at that Christian, Lee Street Christian Reformed Church. When we gather there for the community gathering, and we finish with a luncheon at Garibaldi Restaurant on 28th Street. And division. So we will gather students, families, and our community. People are coming from actually from all over the state. And we will celebrate the march and the community gathering with music. We decided that because of the turbulent activities within the world, we wanted to share our culture and our communities, our stories with music. So we are encouraging our participants, our invitees, our students, our community to bring their instruments, maracas or any instrument, drums, and celebrate with us with music. And so I think that will inspire everybody because music speaks in everybody's language.
Yes.
And so that's how we're going to bring that community together.
Nice. And will the music, you are encouraging your audience to play their music during the march itself?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We will have a lot of drummers. The circle, the drumming circle will be part of the participants, which is a group of drummers that here in Grand Rapids and in the greater Grand Rapids area. And they will be walking with us. And also, we have a very special surprise for the community gathering, which will include everybody in the audience with music, and everybody that has an instrument will also be playing their instruments. So that surprise I will reveal the day of, on March the 12th, but we plan to have something very impactful celebrating with music.
That's exciting. Don't let the cat out of the hat, as they say. Our story's our strength. Every story has a matter. Every story matters. Yes, the theme of this 26th anniversary social justice event come this Thursday. Speaking, of course, with you, Honorable Lupe Ramos-Montigny. Tell me, you are quoted, when we share our voices through music, unity, and the spirit of Si Se Puede, we strengthen the future for our children. Tell me about the spirit of Si Se Puede.
Okay, the spirit of Si Se Puede is the line that Cesar used as he created change within the farm workers movement and the creation of the United Farm Workers. So we hope that by connecting our stories, which is our strength, we instill in the students, especially because they have been affected by separation of either their families, their neighbors, their cousins, their everybody, they have experienced that, and we are trying to instill in their sweet minds that their story matters, their family story matters, their neighbor's story matters, no matter where they come from, because stories is everybody's strength. So at the end of the day, we hope that we instill in everybody's mind that there is hope. And there is connectiveness within our society. And in these times when the world can feel divided, music and community can bring some of that healing. So celebrating the legacy of Cesar Chavez reminds us that when we walk together in peace and respect, we can create a stronger and more joyful community. And when all of this is said and done, this is a message that we hope we create in the hearts and minds of all of our participants, because we feel that hope and connectedness is lacking. And so we are going to bring that through music and a lot of joyful events that are, and there's a big surprise, like I said, in the community gathering. So please join us. Everybody is invited to join us on March the 12th and celebrate with us in a very, very Si Se Puede spirit, remembering Cesar's 99th birthday.
Wow. There we are. Lupe, always a pleasure. Your passion, inspirational, Honorable Lupe Ramos-Montigny, on behalf of this committee to honor Cesar E. Chavez celebration a 26th time. Line up, 11 a.m. you start your social justice march, staging beginning 8:30 at the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan, again, along with the community gathering and the unity luncheon. Stay the course, Lupe. Appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.
Well, how are you at trivia? It's coming up this month. Head to Knickerbocker. 8-250 trivia nights well underway. And we look with you, Jeff Pollitt, on behalf of this next gathering. How good are you at trivia, good man?
I'm pretty good at it. If I, especially if I go out with my wife and kids, we do quite well.
Good. All right, Jeff, introduce us to you, your doings, and what this is all about.
Yeah, I'm at the Gerald Ford Presidential Foundation. I direct the Ford Leadership Forum there. And part of our mission is civic education. And part of civic education is trying to make it fun and fun part of it. So this will be the third trivia night that we're doing over at the Knickerbocker up at the top floor there. And we've had, last time we got snowed on, so the attendance wasn't as good as we'd like, but it's a lot of fun. People come there, free food and a couple drinks, and sit and answer questions about America and learn more about our 250th birthday.
Yeah, let's put the angle on this year's trivia. It is in tandem with the A250 celebration, Jeff?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So we're going sequentially. The first trivia night was on kind of the founding period. And then the second one was from roughly 1800 to the beginning of the Civil War. And this one on March 26th will be going from the beginning of the Civil War to the end of the First World War.
Who makes up the questions?
That would be me. I have some fun with it, and then I come up with all the questions, and then I send them to my kids and have them look them over, and they usually say, "Dad, these are too hard." And so then I change them and run them by them again until I have their satisfaction, and then I run it past people in the office. So it goes through multiple iterations before we actually go public with it.
Who do you want in your audience for this?
Well, we'd like anyone who's interested in our 250th birthday of this country and people who are good at trivia and interested in having a good time. We like to get more young people involved if we can. So we have had a couple of teams of people in their 20s and 30s, and that's always good. Those are busy times of life. Last time, the Chamber of Commerce had a team that ended up winning the evening. So, yeah, we'd like people to form teams and come there and have fun.
All right, let me get more into the specifics. What time do you gather on the 26th?
Drinks and food start at 5:45, and the trivia starts at 6 p.m.
And do you encourage teams?
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's great if they can come as a team. They can go to fordforum.org to register, and then they can register all their team member names.
How does one win?
Well, you win. It's a point system. So you wager a certain amount of points on each question. There are 10 rounds plus two bonus rounds. And you can wager between 1 and 10 points. And whoever gets the most points at the end of the night wins.
Is it, say, like a multiple choice up on the screen? Give me more on how you're doing the trivia.
Yeah, no, usually it's a it'll be a question, and it'll be a question. Sometimes I'll embed a hint in the question to help people get toward the answer. But it'll be a question about some figure or some event in American history. And the bonus rounds typically have photos, and you have to identify the photos. But no, it's open-ended questions.
What does the winner receive?
The winning team, each member of the winning team gets a $25 gift certificate to the Knickerbocker, to New Holland Brewery.
Nice. Do we, before I ask for maybe one example, will your audience learn these evenings of Trivia Night?
That's a great question. And the answer to that is yes. One of the things I like to do is after each question, I have a little explanatory thing around it. After I reveal the answer, I'll say, you know, if you didn't know, you know, this and this and this. So we try to add more information around it to make it a real learning experience for the audience.
All right. The other question is, how does a team best prepare for this?
Probably they can go online and do AI or something, and, you know, trivia questions from 1890. That's how some teams have been doing it. I know some of the teams, they're on text text exchanges, and they just text each other back and forth.
So one's allowed to cheat that way?
Not during the game. This is in preparation for it. Yeah, once the game is on, phones are no good. Yeah.
No cheating.
Yeah, no cheating. And we haven't had any problem with that. People are pretty honest about it.
I imagine we're hopefully in that realm. What would be an example of a trivia question?
Washington crossed the Delaware on this holiday. Another one was, so one of the categories typically is music. This one that pops into my head, great American songwriter from the early part of the 19th century who wrote over 200 songs, including I Dream of Jeannie with a Light Brown Hair and Camptown Races. And quite a few people got that one.
So the goal is put your team together, but get one smart cookie involved.
It's nice if you can have, people who know, this person kind of knows about military stuff, and this person kind of knows music, and this person knows literature.
It's a strategy.
Yeah. We had, the last time we had a Melville question in there. So anybody who had read Melville, had a leg up. Oh, that question, but that was kind of a fun question because it was, this franchise was named after a character in Moby Dick, and a Starbucks was the answer.
Wow, I'd be the one on the team just eating my way that evening, that's for sure. But again, learning so much. So yeah. March 26th, how does one register at this point?
You can go to fordforum.org, FORDFORUM, and you'll see a register button on there. You'll see a thing for Trivia Night. There'll be a register button on there. Just click on it, and we will register you.
And these will go on throughout the year of this 250 celebration?
That is correct. We have them going on through September, I believe.
Yes. And any other opportunities to, what a great team this whole GRA 250 has been. There are drop-ins throughout the way. Anything else you want to share about the big picture of this celebration?
Yeah, the GRA 250 committee is doing great work. I would recommend everybody go to the website, the GRA 250 website. They have these democracy cafes that they're using that are open to the public. So there's going to be a lot of events coming up in the over the course of the year. So GRA 250, I recommend people take a look at it.
It's not all about the 1 July 4th parade.
No, it's 250 years is a lot that happened.
Yeah, including Trivia Night and more. All right, Jeff, thank you very much. You, the quiz master, what's your day job again?
I am the director of the Ford Leadership Forum at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation.
Great. We have some budding leaders in our own backyard.
We do indeed. There's lots of talented young people out there.
Great. Thanks for you. Have fun March 26th, and may history be kept alive. Thanks to your good work.
I appreciate it. Thank you.